Welcome to Diet and Fitness Podcast, a free audio podcast sponsored by Diet.com. This is your fit, fun, and fabulous host, Lady Diet, ready to give you the skinny on the latest diet, fitness, health tips, and news. Since this week, the nation celebrated President's Day, we thought it would be a capital idea to create a presidential diet. U.S. presidents have a history of being pretty knowledgeable people. They need to stay fit enough to run a country. You need to stay fit enough to live the life you want. So elect to keep your diet on track as we check out the top five presidential diets that got their start at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. 1. George Washington Fish Lover Diet. It is a little known fact that the father of our country was a huge fish fan. Fish are generally lower in calories and fat than red meat and full of omega-3 fatty oils, which are great for your heart. Check out a school of healthy fish recipes at diet.com recipe section, and you'll be hooked too. 2. The Honest Abe Diet. President Lincoln knew what trait was most important to monitoring your diet. Honesty. If you've been keeping a meal tracking log, but haven't seen any weight loss results, maybe you're not being honest with yourself about the amount of calories you're really eating. Keep it real, and don't forget to track your beverages and midday snacks. 3. The Nixon Watergate Diet. Richard Nixon may not be the best role model for a politician, but his Watergate diet does have one good thing going for it. It's the diet that encourages plenty of H2O. Open up the floodgates and drink up, because water is going to be the most important member of your cabinet. 4. The John F. Kennedy Forever Young Diet. Our youngest ever elected president was onto something, and no, it wasn't the Fountain of Youth. The JFK Forever Young Diet is heavy on foods that have been shown to keep you looking and feeling young. Yogurt, blueberries, nuts, and fish. 5. The FDR New Deal Diet. So here's the new deal, guys. As you make healthy lifestyle changes, remember that to keep interested in your efforts, you should update your routines. Going for the same run every day will bore you to tears and eventually lead you to getting sick of what you're doing. And since the last thing we want is for you to get bored and give up, keeping your routine fresh, exciting, and new will make you more apt to succeed in your goals. You don't have to live in the White House to reap the rewards of these diet tips. Keep your diet presidential this week, and you'll be the top candidate for Dieter of the Year. If you have any comments or suggestions about today's podcast or any fun health, diet, or fitness tip, please feel free to email me at ladydietpodcast@diet.com. Stay warm, stay informed, and stay focused with Diet.com. This is Lady Diet signing off.